You might say, I dreamed so-and-so, and all of a sudden, I
woke up.
If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this,
Stomped.
Now, if a man meets a girl at a dance and he wants to go home with her, he might say to her, may I
take you home?
Now, would the word carry be used at all in that situation? May I carry you home?
Mm-mm.
You think it might have been used earlier?
Well, it might have, but I wouldn't know. I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. Can I carry you home? No, you'd say, can I give you a lift if you had a car nowadays? Can I take you home? No, I wouldn't say they use, can I carry you home?
Okay, to get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it and you
drag it.
If your car is stuck in the mud, you might need to get a... Somebody might need to nudge you from behind. You need a...
Push.
And the opposite of push is...
Pull.
If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you might say, It's real heavy. Barely pick it up. You say, I...
Hold it.
Suppose some children come in the house and start playing with breakable things. You don't want them to break something, so you say, don't you?
Touch.
If you needed a hammer, you'd say to someone, go.
Get me the hammer.
Now, in playing tag or other children's games, what is always the place that you have to touch if you have a sort of...
Home.
Or sort of base there. And then in games like in football, you have 40 at each end.
Goals.
You threw a ball and asked somebody to
catch it.
So you say, I threw the ball and she
caught it.
We have been
playing catch.
Okay, say, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And a child trying to get out of a spanking or something maybe says, that wasn't fair. Give me. Come on, give me. Wanting you to wait and not punish them this time, they say, give me.
Another chance? Mm-hmm.
Now, if a man is in a very good mood, you might say he's in a very good... Or if he always sees a point of a joke, you might say he's got a very good sense of...
Humor.
Yeah, suppose there's a salesman who's been annoying you, and you hear him at the door again, you say... There's that pesky salesman. Wait till I
get rid of him.
You might have a situation sometimes where somebody didn't know what was going on, but he
thought he did.
Mm-hmm. So he wanted to show off, so he acted in a certain way. He, would you say he acted like he knew it all? Acted as if he knew it all?
Well, yes. You could say somebody might know it all. And they didn't.
Right. Now, if somebody stole a pencil of yours, what's the slang words you might use for what they did? See, somebody...
Borrowed it.
And a child might say, who...
Swiped.
You know, you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't...
Remember that.
When you're talking about correspondence, you might say, I have just...
Written a letter.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday he
wrote.
And tomorrow I'll
write.
And after you do that, you expect an
reply or an answer. Answer.
Now you put the letter in the envelope and then you take your pen and you
sign.
And then after you seal the envelope up, you
address it.
And if you write to someone and you don't know what's around the envelope, is because you don't know his
address.